Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Marcia, Dr. Capitino, and you're tuned in now to the Global Vision for Living Today. And you know what? I got news for you. Everyone needs some kind of vision, whether it's global or not. You got to think like a champ because you have learned like a champ what pleases God. You know, this is our 162 radio show episode. And since our call sign is the Bible, we combine the Bible with everyday living and with actually what's going on in the world. We know from the Bible studies that we have had over the last 162 episode exactly what turns this world and what God appreciates about those who really seek after his son. But right now, guess what? Our show is still about God. We've been talking about how to make God's heart happy, why we should make God's heart happy, even if we're sad and think that we're not really making it out here in the world. I mean, hey, we've had some pretty nice lessons. And today, we're going to really get through some very interesting issues because of where the world's heading at right now. So since we've been concentrating on how to make God's heart happy, well, guess what? We're on this same plateau, but there's some things that we've got to do. There's some things that you've got to do in order to make God's heart happy and then keep it happy, you know, not to get serving and worshiping and praying to and hoping about a God that you can't see. Hey, it really is a jump. And so we're here with Colonel Dr. William Hansen. He has been with us, oh my God, for over 100 episodes. So right now we're going to jump right into it. Colonel Harrison, does it look like where we're at on our vantage point in the world that people are really interested in God? Because our topic says, you know what, why should I be interested in God? You keep talking about making it harder. Why should I be interested in God? Colonel Harrison, start us off. Why should anyone be interested in an invisible God?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino. Listen to the audience. We should be interested in the true and living God because God is our creator. God is responsible for our being. He's responsible for the essence of us, who we are, being brought forth into this world from our mother's womb and blessing us after we brought forth from the womb with whatever material blessings, job successes, personal career goals, and all those things that we may accomplish in life. It begins with God, Jehovah, the Creator, from the birth canal, in other words, from the womb to the tomb. Now, pause.
Oh, wow. What if someone says, that sounds good, but I don't believe that. Is there anything else you might want to add? Because you have a lot of people that have grown up in homes, and we've discussed this several times, where God was not taught, any supernatural being was not taught, get up and eat and get out of here. You know, that's the end of the day in most homes, even today, as well as yesterday. You have a generation of people, and some are saying two generations. Wow. You have a generation of people that don't know God. If you ask in a poll, what is God's name according to the Holy Scripture, they're not going to be able to do that. You know, they'll come up with all kind of names, but they have not been taught, nor have they sought out being taught about a God that is a saving God, salvation God, then his son God. I mean, how can we pull in a generation that knoweth not God?
Well, it's the responsibility, according to the teachings of the Bible, the Holy Bible, it's the responsibility of the parents to teach their children who God is, more especially the father. In a single parent household, the mother, to teach their children. My mother, trust your mother, my father and others taught the seven of us who God was in my mom's and father's household. And Psalm 83:18 tells us who God is. It says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, Jehovah is the Most High over all the earth. So God's true name, real name, is Jehovah. He is the Creator. He's the Most High over all the earth. And the same as our children, and we were taught in kindergarten or taught in elementary school, middle school, high school, certain principles and things, how to count, how to add, how to subtract, about science, about biology, about English, all those kinds of things. Someone in the home, the parent, the mother, father, should have taught their child or children who God is. I'll pause.
Yeah, you know what? Now, all that sounds good, but here, we're going to have to take it back. You're saying that you were taught what was taught in your home and how many of it was you. Let's kind of step this thing back. As we just mentioned, a whole generation is lost, according to the media and the promoted press. So if we tell people that, yeah, they should have been taught and they should have had parents that taught them, well, hey, what if they did not have that? And this is the structure era that we are on. We can't go back and say, oh, well, yeah, they should have been taught. That sounds like any kind of redemption. Yes, that is the fact. But how many people know that I should teach my kids about God? I should teach my children about the Bible. I see so much just in strife, and nothing I do is doing any good. How would they know to do that? Now, I think we need to segue into the American church, because that, according to my knowledge, and of course I'm not portraying to be an expert on anything, but according to what I have read and researched, many in America have lost faith in the black church. That's why so many have closed up never to resurface. These preachers have no respect. They have zero respect, because people said, well, if they were there preaching and talking about that, he over there doing the same thing. I don't believe nothing he say. I'm not going to believe nothing she say. So I'm thinking that in order to save a generation that people say is already lost, a little bit more has got to be done. Yes, we can blame the parents for not teaching the child, but who has been in accountable to teach the parents? I don't think anybody in their right mind would turn away from a truth, the spoken truth, written truth, if they have been taught. So now it looks like we've got the whole, whether we like it or not, we've got the whole accountable and responsibility, the people that were walking around with a Bible under their armpit, putting a key in a church door saying, come on in, I got something to say. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Now, if they tell me, I want to talk to you about God. Okay, now, that puts you out the box. I can stand up and talk about God if I want to. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's true. But if we talk about a lost generation, yes, we can go back and say, oh, yeah, well, they should have did it. They were told to do it. I don't know why they didn't do it. It still does not give an answer to today's problem of people not being interested in God. That is the show topic. Why should I be interested in God? Okay, you should be interested in God because, number one, you can't solve your own problem. You didn't create yourself, so that means you cannot govern yourself. You didn't create yourself, so you don't know what it takes to govern yourself. You didn't stand one day and say, come, let us make man in our image. You didn't do that. So that means a higher source, as Colonel Harrison mentioned, Psalm 3:18, Jehovah God. He says, I am the Most High God over all the universe. I am. And to none other will I give my glory. So, yes, we've lost a generation, but can they be redeemed? Can they be redeemed? Who's going to do it? The most that I hear from people, oh, the world is gone. Oh, the world's gone. Where from? Oh, the world this. Oh, the world that. Someone might say, well, then what is the use? If that's the case, what is the use? Here's the use. He said, and teach the word until the very end. He said, and then the end will come. If I haven't took you off the street, I know one organization has gotten off the street. No more door knocking or anything. They claim we're in God's judgment, and they aren't doing that. They have over 100 years running from door to door. And they said, of course, they got no help. I know they didn't because, and you know, I'm talking about you guys, those witnesses. I was 16 when I got involved with them. And I saw what they were doing, and I can tell you, I never saw nobody on the street. You know, I saw maybe an itinerant minister standing on a corner, but I never saw those church leaders taking their people door to door. I never saw it. And the man, Jesus said it. I thought, wait a minute, he said it. He said, go on out of here two by two. He said that. But I bet you, oh, my God, you probably can't get any out there now because, you know, if they don't see the others out there, then chances are they're not going to go. But now let's get back on topic. They should be interested, but they have not been taught to be interested. Colonel Harrison, you are a minister. What are you doing to call back attention to God? I'm not saying you're a success. I'm not saying you're not a success. But I know many have these mega ministries, thousands sitting up in them. What are you specifically doing to bring awareness to a God that people should be interested in? This is the show topic. Why should anybody, why should I be interested in a God? Especially when I can't see, I can't touch, I can't smell, I can't feel. Why should I be interested in that God?
Well, excellent, Dr. Constantina. Thanks for asking that question. What we're doing here in the nation's capital, specifically Second Union Baptist Church, Southwest D.C., is 5 days a week I have a prayer line service from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., Mondays through Fridays. And the prayer Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to hold you right there. Okay, Washington, D.C., you have a prayer service. Let's go back to the topic. Why should I be interested in a God that I can't see? Now, this topic for today is for people that are not interested in God. So if they're not interested in God, they're not going to jump on no prayer line. Many people will tell you, I don't even know how to pray. I haven't been taught how to pray. The Bible goes into that. So no one is just going to wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock, and, you know, I don't know what time you have it, at 6 in the morning. And I'm hearing some people clapping. I see them on the dashboard, they're clapping. I'm not going to wake up and jump on no prayer line. I don't, you know, I might not feel that God is interested in me. This is the topic. And if he's not interested in me, why should I be interested in him? First of all, I've got to be interested in God before I even think about jumping on the prayer line. I don't know about no prayer line. I don't know if they prayers can reach a God. Why would I would have to be induced first to notice God before I even start praying to him. You know, if you're in the church and the pastor, okay, all those that want to believe in God, come forth, you heard the sermon, come on down the aisle. I've seen that happen. They've come down the aisle crying. There's been some conviction first. So if a person doesn't know how to pray, doesn't think the prayer is really going to work for me, I've never prayed and anything good happened, why in the world when I wake up and get on a prayer line. I think that prayer line is for a group of people that's sitting up in some ministry, and the pastor said, okay, I got a prayer line. I want you on the prayer line. I think that's what that's for. But this topic of this show, you guys put your hands down. The topic of this show is why should I be interested in God? So that means these people have not been praying to God. What you have is what you have. And they are obeying you, I guess, as their pastor. Yeah, I better be on them on the prayer line. He'll get mad. I don't know what that pull is there. But for people that don't know God, they are not going to pray to that God. For people that are not interested, they feel God has left them alone. He's let them down. They are not going to do that. So let's get back on the topic. Why should a person be interested in a God that they can't see? They got to be interested in it first before they get on their knees and start talking about, you know, I'm going to pray to God. You know, I got something to say to God. I want God to listen to me. They have first got to be coerced to believe that you need to be interested in this God because of. Let's name three things why a person should be interested in God.
Okay. Yes. If I may, before this thing, I teach who God is on the prayer line. I also teach who God is during the Bible study midweek. So I teach to those on the line who God is.
Turn your hands now, we are in your church. You got a lot of people on this call that are not in a church. They're here because they want to see what their options and prospects are. So the topic again is why should anyone, not about my church, my father's church, Jehovah Witness, your church, we're not there right now. We are giving the people information on why they should be interested in God. What I do, so what? What I say, so what? Why should anyone with our background, we're in television here, why should anyone be interested in God, in a God that cannot be? Let's name three reasons why anyone living today, not me and not what I do and whatever, don't let me know what I do. If I tell them that I can go with that and offer that path, what's doing a reason why anyone should be interested in a God that they cannot be? Number one, I'm going to jump in there on number one, because a supreme God, according to Psalms 83:18, created everything in this world. Not just the earth. He created the universe. Psalms 83:18. He is the God of the universe. Oh, now, that's number one. So a person should be interested in any deity that says, I am the supreme being of all the earth, and I'm standing on the planet. Oh, I better be interested in a God like that, because it appears to me that he's pretty God of the universe. He got all power in his hands. He's not even said that. He got all power in his hands. So I think number one reason I should be interested in this God is because he's already saying that he's a supreme God. I want to get to know him. Yeah, I want to get know him, that people may know. Okay? So that's number one. Turn your hands and give us two more reasons why me and anyone else should be interested in God. That's our topic.
Okay. We need to know who God is because God is responsible for our being. And so our success in life or our challenges in life, whatever it is that we accomplish in life, is centered around God giving us favor. God created mankind to us for his glory. So we get to know who God is so that we can position ourselves with God, receive favor from him, number one, favor. Number two, to do his will that he has for each of our individual lives while we're living here on earth. So favor number one, or number two, rather, favor number two, and number three, to do God's will for our lives. Yes.
Okay, I like that. But now someone is saying, well, what is this will? Hey, whoever you guys are that want to know that, because I see you guys are following every word that Colonel Harrison has to say. Okay, so now he's introduced that. Do the will of God. Okay, now we're going to have another show unless you can kind of jump in there with it. Now, well, what is the will of God? Okay, so you're telling me that the will of God, it sounds like it's important. Well, then what is it? I really want to, he said, that they might know him. So based on that, now I said that, then we aren't going to leave anyone hanging off of a cliff. What is his will? Since that seems to be paramount. Oh, you do the will of God. Remember, with that, people haven't been taught anything about God, came out of households, they never prayed before they ate. This is a lost and wicked generation. So I think if we go back to the baby steps with our people, then we're really going to give them an understanding, because Scripture says that above all else, get an understanding. So rather than just tell them something, then for them to understand it, okay, now what is the will of God? Now, you guys hang on, because that's going to be next week's topic. So you have plenty of time to grab your Bible, look at it, and do all things, because right now we're going to be presenting every week 21 ways to get to know God. You don't have 30 years like others, 20 years talking about God. You don't have that. I'm going to be honest with you. With COVID raging, you ain't even got a guarantee that you're going to be alive to really go through 66 books of the Bible. So what the Global Vision for Living Today show is offering you, we are offering you an opportunity to get to know God and to find out what his will is. I thought it was this. I never heard about a will. You got to be kidding. So in 21 what we call mini Bible lessons, you're going to go through the Bible and find out who this God is. Because if you get to know God, guess what my daddy said? He's going to get to know you. You come slopping up in here begging for a word, get out of here. Let's just open that door and throw him out of here. Boy, you could hear a raindrop on cotton. So in 21, I won't say days, but 21 ways to get to know God, and he's going to be proud of you. Anyone take interest in him, he's going to take an interest in you. Trust us, we have never gotten on this show and told a tale. So Colonel Harrison mentioned the will of God, okay? Oh, well, okay. Next week, you're going to find out what the will of God is. I think I need a refresher also. But when we talk about a person being interested in God, Colonel Harrison, you know what? Give us a little bit more information on that. Name a couple of more reasons why I should be interested in God and anyone else on this call.
We should be interested in God because God wants, desire, and expect us to serve him, worship him, and carry out, again, the word, his will for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Serve, worship, and carry out his will once we get to know who he is.
Yeah, you know what? Serving God, he sure needs servants. You know, there's a scripture that says the harvest is great, but the workers are few. But now keep in mind, you guys, when you start working for an employer, you got to know what that employer wants you to do. Colonel Harrison said you got to serve him. Well, then, well, how do I serve him? What does he want me to do? He's in heaven. I'm on earth. I mean, this is why it's so important, and Colonel Harrison came up with this idea. It's so important that people get to know God, get to know him. And when you know him, then you will know exactly what he asks of you. Many of you have been on this show for almost 2 years now, a year and a half. I think Colonel Harrison has only missed four or five sessions. I call them the sessions because this really is a learning session. But we're trying to get you to see and feel that, yes, heavens belong to me and the earth I have given to the sons of men. This is really what this God is interested in, us doing our very best in the form of worship and learning and understanding and then wanting to. You know, Mama, I want you to go to the store and I want you to get blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to. I went, but I didn't want to. I heard what she said. I didn't know what's going to happen to me if I did not go. But I didn't want to. But now we are offering you ministry from a radio and an opportunity, not for you just to sit in here, and then when you hang up, that's it, and I'm going to run back to what I'm doing. Colonel Harrison, run back to what he's doing. Well, I'm doing this. Hey, you don't care anything about that. You are listening because you want to find out, well, how can I do that? How can I be that? Is he going to accept me? The Bible talks about worship in the way God accepts. He don't want people gathering in no building once or twice a week, sitting up there, yah, 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 yah. He said, come to me in the way that I approve. So I think that's going to be another discourse. How does God approve of me walking the streets coming into his ministry? He said, don't embarrass me. My father used to tell him all the time, don't embarrass God. He said, you can embarrass me. Don't embarrass God. Don't come up in here begging and pleading and always got a problem. You're embarrassing God. We're going to have problems, spiritual problems. But physical, he didn't already promise I'm going to take care of you. You work for God, God will pay. So this is why Black Talk Radio sessions through the global vision for a living. This is what we want you to do, to be able to live and live more abundantly. So we have already come up with two more show notes. We're going to talk about the will of God. But before we close, we want to mention again that starting right now, 21 ways. Here's number 21 ways to get to know God and to learn all about him. The number one way is you've got to turn away from your wicked ways. Don't ask us what the wicked ways are. You already know what they are. You're built inwardly with the jurisprudence to choose wrong or right. So number one, let's write that down. That's number one. Number one, Harrison is going to want to find out next week if you've done it. Number one, you got to turn from your wicked ways. Turn, because if you turn from your wicked ways, you're not going around begging. You're going to stop being a drug addict. If you're a drug addict, you ain't turned from nothing. And you know what? And there really is someplace you can't even come up in there like that. That's just a stop you at the door. I know one stop you at the door. You don't come up in there looking crazy, acting crazy, filthy, dirty. You have your shirt and the towel. You don't embarrass God. You don't let people see you walking in to those places where they sit up and worship, and you're filthy. You don't do that. You don't embarrass God. But next week now, we're going to want to hear from some of you. You see the phone number there on your dashboard. I'm going to open it up next week for calls. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love Colonel Harrison. I know you love me. Next week, come on and turn back in part two. Why should I be interested in God? Okay. See you next week. God bless you.